Welcome back to Joystick and Mouse, video game news and reviews. I'm Alex. I go by Cross in the gaming community. I got J Dimes here.
What's going on, people?
And Diddy.
Hi, folks.
All right, we're back and we're talking about some video game things. Before that, what's been going on, gentlemen?
Rating.
Yeah. Oh, episode 11, started. By the way. We should kind of say that, right? Episode 11.
Episode 11.
Today is, what's today? We need to be better about this. Sunday, the 16th of September.
September. Christ, it's the middle of September.
It
and
is.
And it's still like freaking mid-July.
I know, it's hot.
It's ridiculous.
It's really hot out. And you're rating.
In Northern Virginia.
You're rating.
We are rating. Last night was first raid of the new expansion.
Congrats.
It was a lot of fun. Shout out to Dojo of Awesome. Which is a AIE guild raid team.
Yes.
On Earthring. We got three bosses down.
And very awesome.
For a brand new... We got some core players back, but we got a lot of new people too. So it takes a while to get that coordination.
Yeah.
We did pretty good last night. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, 3 out of 8 bosses.
Yep. And we're stuck on Mother just like everybody else.
Yep. Yeah, I know people have been getting to about 5 bosses and hitting a wall. Like
we
like
could have gone to there's
really
a spot
high-end bosses.
You can do other bosses. Mm, we okay. did not. We went to the hard one first.
Wow. And I, you know, to be fair, that might be the one that everybody's getting stuck on.
That's us. So.
Well, very cool. Yeah, Tim and I were out late last night. I was playing a gig with my old band about that I haven't played with in about 2 years.
They sounded good though.
Thank you. The lead singer of the band, who is a buddy of ours, Javi, and he is he got sick, so they texted me on Wednesday, which was three days before the gig, and said, "Hey, Alex, how would you like to fill in?" And first of all, I looked at my calendar. I was like, "Holy crap! I'm actually like free on a Saturday night, so I can't like make an excuse not to do it." Not that I would. I was just kidding. But I had a blast. It was lots of fun. Kind of picked up right where we left off. For the most part, we stumbled and fell a couple times. But I guess that's what you get when you end up practicing for, you know, 2 hours on a Thursday
cool.
night. And
that's
then cool. playing it on Saturday night. And yeah, we got home. Donnie would not have lasted. I mean, the show didn't even start until 10.
Yeah, by 10 o'clock, I'm done.
Yeah.
Don. Well, it was raid night, too.
That's true. That's true. Don was Don is old man and got a good
set. 10 o'clock. We're pretty much done.
Yeah. Tim, what did you think about the set?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Other than the Taylor Swift and the guy, you know, I wasn't even that mad
T-Swift?
About the Keisha.
Oh,
but the Taylor Swift.
What are you talking about? What's wrong with T Swizzle? Is that her name? Is that what the kids call her these days? Tay Tay. T Swizzle.
She's terrible.
She's all her songs sound the same. It makes for like a really good mashup.
And she can't sing.
She all of her songs sound the same, and it makes for a really good mashup.
So the funny thing about you playing Taylor Swift was Friday, we had this big thing in the office because I don't know if you all ever heard her do a cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire September. Are you all familiar with the song September?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she has a cover of that song she released.
Wait, is that the one
ago.
That goes the 21st night of September?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because Deanna and I got married on September 21st. So
did you all play that at the wedding?
I think we did. Yeah.
All right. It's a great song. I mean, you can't hear that song and not want to like dance and move.
Yeah.
She took the soul from that song.
Oh no.
She made that song sound like they took it out back and shot it.
Oh man.
It's awful.
You mean
absolutely?
She made it sound
awful.
Like a Lily White girl. Imagine that.
yeah. It's
she.
It is awful.
Dude, we're gonna get like all of the Taylor Swift.
Imagine that.
Fangirls and fanboys.
Y'all can come
us.
For me, and I will tell you about yourselves.
All right. Email joystickandmouse@gmail.com if you guys have problems with Taylor Swift and or if you
or my opinions of her singing in September.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you can be a Taylor Swift fan and hear that version of September and be like, yeah, that was okay.
It is funny though. We do a lot of mashups and stuff because a lot of pop music has the same chord progressions mm-hmm. throughout the entire song, and they're used in other songs. So Taylor Swift is another great example of that, where Bad Blood mashed up with that song about slamming screen doors and something else about her boyfriend. Or oh, that's Siri. Don't let Siri hear us. What's she saying?
I don't know. She says she's listening.
You're just waiting to see what she comes up with?
I guess.
And then there's another song about breaking up or something.
Your all phone sound the same. And your iPad is going to give you every Taylor Swift song for the next.
I will take it out back and shoot it.
It's all you're going to see now in your feed is Taylor Swift.
I would much rather the Kesha than the Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we took Kesha and kind of gave it a little bit of a rock and roll punk rock thing.
Yeah.
It was fun. That's actually a song. Jamie, who's a listener of the show, he and I used to play a lot of music together. And the bassist who's up on stage with me, Chris, is one of my oldest friends. And then our good friend Ryan, who was at the show last night.
Yeah.
The four of us used to play music all the time together.
And Ryan plays?
Oh, yeah. He plays the drums. He used to play a lot of shows. Like, I mean, he was in a band that was, like, going places. That'll be a story he'll have to share with you. I can't do it justice, but it's pretty cool. We used to play, and we actually came up with that cover of that song. God, it's been like 7-8 years ago. And Jamie used to sing it, and it was a lot of fun. So we had to bring that into this set.
I'm always envious of people that are musically talented.
It's fun, man. Look at all the guitars.
I didn't know you
all had
t-shirts. I saw the girl with the t-shirt.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah.
It was a nice t-shirt.
You know, Kelly designed that.
Did she?
Yeah.
I could see that now.
Yeah, Kelly designed that.
I have a guitar. I can't play it, but I have it.
Come on over. I'll teach you some things, or I'll try. Chris, who's the bassist up there, says I'm the worst music teacher ever.
I have the musical talent.
But didn't you teach him to play?
Huh?
Didn't you teach him to play?
No, he kind of picked it up himself.
Wasn't there somebody in the band that
Oh, Alex. Yeah. Yeah, the other guitarist. Yeah, he learned as the band started. And he's been doing fine. He's figuring it out. But yeah, that's probably why you guys hear my voice is a little coarse today, because I've been screaming into a mic for about 3 hours, about, you know, 12 hours or what, 24 hours ago. So we got a video game topic. We're going to be talking about the sizable list of video games coming out in the rest of this year. Like, we're screwed, guys. We're screwed.
I'm already screwed.
I can't keep
up.
I
have unopened games sitting on right next to my PS4 that I just can't get to.
Can't get to it. I want to play Spider-Man so bad. I want to play Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I've even got games on Steam that, like, I'm like dying to dig into. I still haven't freaking, like, really dug into The Witcher. Like, the most recent
I know.
Witcher
I have
game.
The Witcher sitting at home. I have Resident Evil that I...
Yeah, that's
like
a great game.
I've played like for half an hour.
Yeah. Oh, man. We got
you're
going
to have
games.
To give up your Overwatch and your WoW. And
I can't give up WoW.
I know, but all my World Quests, dude. How am I going to keep up?
Yeah, World Quests and Island Expeditions. And
Well, I found a list of, we all found a couple of different lists. One list that I found has about 16 titles, which I kind of identified as these are pretty much like the staple titles that are really well advertised. You guys have a much bigger, broader list. So my list is from Business Insider. How do you guys want to do this? Should we just like go down the list? Like, do we kind of want to talk about?
Do we want to pick a couple that we're really looking forward to?
How about this? This list has 16. Okay, I'm gonna go through. I'm just gonna name them. Okay, and then let's pick those out, and then let's pick out some special ones from the broader list. Is that cool? You want to do that?
Sure.
Sounds good.
So number one on this list from Business Insider, Madden NFL 2019. Okay, that comes out on August 10th, so that's already come out. But Marvel's Spider-Man, that's already out. NBA 2K19. It's not 2019, 2K19. That came out on September 11th. Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Looking
came out
at you,
this
Don.
Week.
Yep, yeah. That came out.
Came out Friday.
Yep. Forza Horizon 4. I've never been a big fan of that.
They're great. Like, of all racing games, I think that's
yeah, that's
the one that's
says.
Like most accessible for the masses.
Yeah. Mega Man 11. That's pretty cool. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which I'm kind of about. Super Mario Party. I've got feelings about that, obviously. Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Soul Calibur, that's a 6. I had to read the Roman numerals. I couldn't do it. I'm so brain dead today, guys. All right, Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's the big one. That's the big one.
Yeah. That's Hitman 2, Fallout 76, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. Hey, are you guys team
Eevee? Team
Eevee,
Eevee.
Or team Pikachu? You had to choose one right now. Go, Tim.
Pikachu.
Go. What? Oh, come on.
It's the only
Eevee.
One I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm going Eevee all the way. Battlefield 5, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Those are the 16. All right, so those are the ones from my list. Now,
those are probably the big ones.
Those are the big ones. Why don't we dig into a couple of those?
I would add Hitman 2 is supposed to come out in November.
Oh yeah, yeah, I had that on the list.
He said,
"Did you say Hitman?"
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's all right. So which ones stood out for you guys?
Two of them: Red Dead Redemption, which is probably one of the best games ever.
Yep.
And Fallout.
Yeah,
I love Fallout. Yeah. Fallout is just,
well, especially this new Fallout coming out. It's a very multiplayer driven experience.
Yeah, all of them. There's just something about them.
They're fun, man. It's good games.
Great games.
So what about Red Dead Redemption 2 are you most excited about?
It's more Red Dead Redemption. That's great. It's just, so it's Fallout in the Old West. That's basically the way I look at it. It's Fallout in the Old West.
Yeah, just kind of free for all, man.
Yep.
It's cool. GTA 5 in the Wild West.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more adulty than Fallout.
Yeah, but did you ever play any of those games, J-Dimes?
I tried 3 and I just never
Fallout. What, Fallout? Yeah. Oh no, I was talking about Red Dead Redemption.
No, I own Red Dead. And I actually bought it a long time ago for the 360 and just never got to it.
Dude, you gotta, oh my god, that's like Willie one of the best games of all time.
I think Willie started it and he enjoyed it. He's excited for it.
Yeah. But yeah. It's definitely not as like racy as Grand Theft Auto, but there's some stuff you could do in that game that you should be considerate about when having kids play it. That's all I'm gonna say.
We'll have to go back and look at that. I mean, he's played it now. I mean, I don't know.
It's in his brain.
Oh,
man, he's corrupted.
You know, there's one that wasn't on that list too.
What's that?
Doom.
Doom Eternal.
Yeah, that's due out in December.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was like,
or is
Q1.
That next year?
I mean, it could be.
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll talk about next year.
So for me, the.
And then in January, Kingdom Hearts comes out too.
Oh, man.
That's another one.
I'm really surprised that they didn't try to fit that game in before Christmas.
What, Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
Dude, they've been putting off this game for so long.
That's another one.
At this rate, it's like.
I mean, to me, it's just weird to release a game in January when people have spent all their money.
I know. But people will spend the money.
But people will buy Kingdom Hearts.
People will buy that. That's like a freaking fan favorite.
Is it the end of this month that the final episode of The Walking Dead comes out? The Telltale game?
Telltale game.
That's the end of this month, right? There's another one. There's another one. Oh my god.
Those are good games too. So let's let me share what my two favorites are on this list. So Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption.
Certainly. The other one is Mario Party. And
we should get together. We should do.
Somebody doesn't own a Switch.
Yo, I know.
We should do one of these and play Mario Party.
Oh yeah, I would totally awesome. Do that. You want
to
do that?
Yeah.
We'll maybe stream
we'll
it.
Have to set that
the
up.
Mario Party is one of my favorite things about Nintendo.
I don't think I've ever played it.
You've never played it? Oh god, it's so great. It's so fun, and that is going to be my reason for buying a Switch. That in itself will be the reason that I buy a Switch. Not Smash Brothers? No, not Smash Brothers. Dude, I mean, like, I play Smash Brothers with like friends. Like, that's fun and stuff. But like, the Mario Party is so accessible. And it's so like, classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nostalgic for me. Like, because I remember playing that with like a bunch of friends back on GameCube. Remember that one? Like, they had a couple on GameCube. They were just really fun, man. They're good games. So we'll definitely be picking that up.
Walking Dead final season, the first episode has come out already.
The last episode of the season is.
Have you started?
I'm waiting on the last one.
See, I can't do that. I have to play them all at the same time.
There's the first season was the one where they find Clem when she's a kid. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The second season
you have to save her from.
You have to. Yeah.
Can and I say that? It's
wait,
been long enough.
Wait,
come
wait.
On.
Of the second
There's
season.
No spoilers
it's, come
at
on.
This
it's
point.
Been long.
The second
enough.
Season's fine. Yeah, yeah.
You I save mean, her from the treehouse.
Oh, in the first game.
Yeah, the very first one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah,
first
yeah.
one.
The second season. She has to choose between saving the baby and yeah.
Yep.
And then the next season, the next one was the Michonne one, right?
Yep.
And so
I never played that one.
Yeah, but yeah, but that one. But that one doesn't really matter to the story of Clem.
Apparently right? not. Yeah.
So okay. Yeah. So now I got to decide: do I play that on the Switch or do I play that on the Xbox, or do I play it on the PC?
Well, I play it on the PC. I play them all.
I mean,
because I can buy them in Steam, and they're all there.
You know what? That sort of experience in that game might be fun on the Switch.
It might be. That might be a good Switch game.
Because of the tap, like you can touch the screen and stuff.
You know what else just came out was Diablo 3?
On Switch?
Awesome yeah. Switch game.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. It really would be.
I still have, did that I come have out or it did I get... for the Xbox One and have never started it.
Really? It's a good game. It's fun. It's a great couch co-op sort of experience.
There's one of those games I've bought twice.
Did you?
Is it a I have it for the PlayStation.
Couch co-op?
Yes.
I can't do split screens.
No, you're both on the same screen.
Are you?
If you're playing two-player co-op, you're both on the same screen, and like one person tries to run off, and the other one can't. You know, and you
oh, it's like the old Marvel.
Gotcha, Alliance yeah. Game. Yeah. Oh man, like Gauntlet Legends and stuff.
Oh
like
my
that.
God, I loved Gauntlet.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, Tim, what are your two favorites on this list?
I'm excited for Hitman.
Yeah, what do you think about the Hitman games? I never really played them.
So I
are they worth going
late.
Back and playing?
I didn't start playing until Absolution.
Which one's that?
That is, it's the one before they went episodic.
Okay, because Ryan, who we were talking
Absolution
about earlier.
Absolution is what Ryan played. Because he and I talked a lot about it while yeah. we were playing. Yeah.
When we lived together, he played that
yep,
a
that's
lot.
It. That's yeah. It's a great game.
Yeah.
And
Ryan's
it's one of those
so
games-
funny. He's one of those guys that'll play through an entire game to get all the achievements.
Yeah.
So
I did that for
intense.
That game. I tried to play every single way you could accomplish killing.
Yeah.
That's why I never get through a game. I there are so few games that I've actually
See,
finished because I go
I
off of the
that.
Side quest and I have to do that achievement. Oh, got to do that one. Got to do that too. So to get this achievement, I got to go do that too.
See,
so I do that,
I
and I never get the storyline done.
I really focus on the storyline primarily. If a side quest interests me or if I'm like, you know, maybe I'm in the area, I'll just do it. That's when I focus on it. But otherwise,
I just can't.
What happens in the back of my mind is I'm like, but I got this other game on the shelf. I got to get through this. I got to get through this. You know what I mean?
No, it's like World of Warcraft. There's a little yellow exclamation point. I got to go check that out. I got to go do it.
I know. I will get the quest. Don't get me wrong, Don. I'll get the quest just to check off that I've gotten it. But I won't maybe go and do it for a while. It's so bad.
I'm terrible.
I'm also excited for the Assassin's Creed. Because I think this could
Are
be
you?
The first
okay.
Assassin's Creed that I actually finish.
I've started
so many
tried,
Assassin's Creed.
I have two of them. I've tried to play both of them.
Which ones?
The very first one.
Okay.
And then I don't remember which one. It was on sale on Steam, and I said, okay, fine, I'll try it.
Okay.
And I just can't get into them.
I started 3, which is the American Revolution one.
Ooh, that's a tough one to get into.
I actually really enjoyed
it. It's good. No,
I think
no,
it was 3.
Good, but
I think
it's
it was 3.
Not,
was the
it's not the best.
Didn't
the
get through it. I started Black Sail. Hated driving the ship.
Oh, man, I love Black Sail.
I hated driving. It's one of the reasons I haven't really played much Sea of Thieves. I don't enjoy the
that's
mechanic
the thing.
Of driving
I
the
get
ship.
That because a lot of people love everything about Black Flag. Except for driving that ship around. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mind it. I actually kind of enjoyed that was one piece of the achievement piece.
I just didn't think the controls were great.
Yeah, if you were to have played Assassin's Creed 3 and there's a whole ship thing there, and then when you play Black Flag, it got a lot better with Black Flag.
See, I must
Flag.
Have stopped 3 before there was a ship because I don't remember a ship in 3.
I'm pretty sure it was 3.
I'm not big on stealth games. I'm more of a jump in and kill it.
That's fair.
I didn't play Unity. I got Unity super cheap. I didn't play
it's
Unity.
It's not worth
it. I'm sorry.
I played through it. That was the game. That is the Assassin's Creed game I skipped every single side quest for because I was bored as hell. And I just needed to see how the story ended up because I'm very invested in what happens. Not necessarily to each of the assassins, but how it affects the broader world of Assassin's Creed.
I did buy Origins. And I haven't played it, but I bought Origins because I got it cheap. And my buddy swears that it is the most beautiful thing you will ever see in 4K.
I think I own Origins.
Origins is a beautiful game. I will tell you, it is, if you, okay, here's what I'm going to tell you guys. If you did not like the previous Assassin's Creed games, you will like Origins. And the reason being is that it is the most different Assassin's Creed game I've ever played. You have a lot of ways that you can go about combat.
Can
and
I just
stuff.
Kill stuff?
Yeah, you have a sword and shield. Like the combat system is completely revamped, and
it seems like with Origins,
that's what I don't like about it. By the way, Odyssey, I didn't like Origins.
Is they're
that
making
much.
A better version of Rise?
Could be. Yeah, I mean, so Odyssey. After playing Origins, and I thought it was fine. It's not anywhere in my top three. I really liked the Ezio series, and I really liked, like, that's Assassin's Creed 2, the Brotherhood, and Revelations, and all that. I'm not a huge fan of where they're taking the combat system. That's just me personally. I know some people that love it. It's just, I kind of like the feeling of jumping into combat and, like, being like a master badass assassin and just like annihilating stuff pretty easily. And you could say, okay, that's like playing easy mode. I mean, there's something kind of fun to the lore of the assassins just being these badass people. The combat in Odyssey, the combat in Origins is a lot more challenging and is just not the way that I like to play action games. It's just not. That's just not mm-hmm. my style. So
sort of the reason I like Fallout so much is that's it.
Yeah.
If you just run around and kill stuff. And right. You can just run up and smack it in the face.
And I try with Fallout.
I love Fallout.
And I just...
Part of that for me is the story, too. The story of Fallout is fantastic.
Yeah. So how are you going to deal with... So let's jump into the reason that we're talking about this is because We're bringing up all these games because we need to figure out, like, how are we going to fit all this?
How are we
going to
do this?
Because
I got two brand new games sitting on
my
console.
How do you guys feel about this? Are you guys as overwhelmed as I am with this list?
Completely.
You got more. You got
completely
more,
overwhelmed.
You guys got even more on your lists there on that article.
I got three brand new games coming out this month. How the
Which
hell?
Ones?
Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider mm-hmm. is sitting... Lego Incredibles is still sitting in there. I love the Lego games. So you just run around, break shit, and figure out the puzzles. It's great. You
it's
know,
fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. They're mindless fun. That's my mindless fun, is throw on a Lego game and just have at it. They're a blast. And then...
And that's okay.
And then... Oh, and then the Telltale game comes out the end of this month.
Oh, the final chapter. Yeah.
And that one, I'm so invested in the whole storyline. I'm going to have to play that.
So how are you guys going to deal with all this?
Well, hopefully WoW is going to slow down a little bit here, and I'm not going to have to invest so much time into it.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole leveling and get yourself geared right before raid.
That's epic.
There's a lot of time sink in that. Yeah.
So I've got a list of stuff that I want to play. And God of War is on there.
Oh, man. Don, I need that.
Yeah, I got to go finish God of War yet.
Horizon Zero Dawn or Zero Dawn Horizon?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
I got to go finish that,
And then I got Spider-Man. And so God of War was really going to be the next thing I attacked. But I think it's going to end up being Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is sounding so good.
I hear Spider-Man's really good.
So
I just can't get into
with
it.
With this next Walking Dead... that really kind of makes me want to play it on the Switch is because I can take it with me. So I can get up and just say, you know, hey, I'm going to go to work today. And at lunch, I will go outside and play.
Or I can sit in the living room and sit and play on the console while something else is going on.
I mean, I could play Walking Dead in bed. I could hook up my... I have two Xboxes. I could hook one up in the bedroom and play in there. I don't know how Vanessa would feel about that while she was trying to sleep. Undoubtedly, I would like curse at
headphones.
The screen or something like that. No, it would be me cursing at the screen.
Yeah, true. If I threw the controller and
she would
hit her, she'd probably be pissed.
She'd be pissed.
There's a lot of cursing during God of War.
Willie plays my Switch more than anybody. He plays a lot of Fortnite with one of his buddies lives in Ohio.
Yeah.
And that's the primary.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Switch
you talked
right
about
now,
that. Yeah.
Is playing Fortnite. But, yeah, I think I probably will go ahead and just buy The Walking Dead for the Switch and call it a day.
Now, you hear all that upstairs?
Arya is up there going to work.
I know. You hear that? I wonder if the people on the podcast can hear that.
She's having a good time.
Yeah. This is what happens when your daughter starts learning how to run. It's not just walking. It's like, don't. So sorry in advance. This is the life of... Hey.
You could play Walking Dead on your iPad.
Do they have it on the iPad?
They typically release it for iOS.
Hey, that would be a great iPad Pro.
Oh, that'd be a fantastic iPad game.
Yeah, great.
Because you and I both have the large screen
iPads. Yeah, the iPad Pro, yeah.
Which I've actually started taking to work with me anyway.
See, that's great.
Because I'm using it to take notes.
And we're actually, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about a little bit of an iOS game here during our gamer spotlight, so. So for me, the way
so
that
Alex, what are you looking for to on there?
Well, like I said, I want Mario Party. I want Red Dead. The way I'm going to approach this is that I have to power back through, Horizon Zero Dawn, which I'll get a game spotlight on that game, at some point. We'll have to talk about that, but I really enjoy that game. But I'm also using it as an excuse to be like, the price of Spider-Man is going to drop a little bit. Or the price of these games coming out, like,
the price of Spider-Man probably will drop. I think that's a game that will probably hit Black Friday.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen a lot of price drops on games recently.
God of War was $40 for Pro Day at GameStop yesterday.
Yeah, every once in a while, for a day or two, you'll see something on sale. But
even if you'll see a price drop, even if it means letting some of these games get played and then returned to GameStop or whatever, and then picking up a used copy for cheap because I have the Pro Rewards thing. So that's kind of the way I'm approaching it. I'm playing them in a sort of a backlog. I'm not picking them up right away. I will go and get them once I have the time. If they happen to be discounted,
I took that approach with Tomb Raider.
Hmm?
I mean, this will be the first Tomb Raider from the new sessions of Tomb Raider that I have not bought day one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, no, Amazon
I bought the first one. Vanessa had surgery on her throat, and I took time off while she was recovering.
Yeah.
And I played... I mean, I had that from Redbox for like 3-4 days, and she was just like, I'll just buy you the game, take that back, because it's like $4 a night or something like that. She was like, I'll just buy you the game, and you can play it while,
Nice.
And so we went back and forth between Game of Thrones and me playing Tomb Raider, and that's what we did.
Nice.
While she was recovering. Nice. And then I bought the second one whenever that
was.
It's
a great game. They're great games.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I'm expecting to approach this. Because, if you think about people in our position where we have limited time to play video games, there's all this great content coming out. And I remember years ago talking to you, Tim, and you were like, don't worry about buying the game like right now. Like, let it.
Yeah.
You were a big proponent of let people play it and then, pick it up later, play through your backlog. And
I am like that. I mean, the thing that colors me sometimes is, like, I get the 20% off at Best Buy because, like, I have that Gamers Unlock thing, although that's been – Best Buy's getting rid of their discount.
Well, that was the thing with Amazon, too. I used to
– they got rid of theirs.
I used to pre-order a lot of games on Amazon because I get them for $45. But now that they've taken that away, I probably won't pre-order as much. I'll probably buy more stuff at
I kicked myself about GameStop. That when I thought about it for Tomb Raider.
Oh, my God. I went back and I pre-ordered like 10 games.
I should have, because I would have gotten the $10 off coupon that Best Buy was doing, plus the 20%, and that 20% is going to go away.
It went away with Amazon. You can't get it anymore.
Well, so the thing that they... with Best Buy is because they charged us for that discount. They have to let me get through the time period that I paid for. And I think mine will expire in December.
Okay.
Well, they charged us for Amazon Prime. I mean, it's,
you're still getting the Prime benefit. I don't think,
that was part of Amazon Prime was that you got this discount when you pre-ordered a game.
Yeah. Yep. I remember that. Well, write in and let us know your thoughts on this huge list of games. You guys have another list there. Any other
Nobody's things? Excited about Pokemon?
Oh, I'm excited. Not my top two games, but it'll be something I pick up for sure.
The only other game I pre-ordered was Just Cause.
But that's fun. That's like I love fun Just Cause. When does that come out? Next year?
December, I think. Nope. Yeah, December.
December. Yeah. So like we have other games on this list. It didn't make the top 16 that we said, but let us know. Write in. Let us know how you're going to handle this huge list of games that's coming out. I know that we have a lot of listeners who are in similar positions as us. Limited time, lots of games, not enough time in the world. So you can email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. All right, now we have a game spotlight from a listener who wrote in, and I want to take a second to talk about that. So here's the game spotlight.
Yes, and the reviews were so mixed.
Surprised. Oh, there's so many games on here.
Well, I will say Walking Dead Season 4 is not available for Switch. It's Steam, PS4, and Xbox One. So guess what? I'll be waiting for that one.
Oh, there you go. Well, we have Jamie wrote in, like I said. He is playing a game, and we're going to talk about that. So he says, hey, guys, I caught up on your episodes and just listened to episode 9 today. Thanks for the shout out. You're welcome. Here's another shout out. Anyway, I've actually found a game that I've spending time playing. It's called Doom and Destiny. It's a classic retro style turn-based RPG. That right there like sold me. I'm like, yes.
What's it called again?
Absolutely. It's called Doom and Destiny. Very much like an old Super NES Final Fantasy game, but with a sometimes immature sense of humor and really satisfying gameplay. I've sunk several hours into it on my iPhone, but it's also available on Xbox, Fire TV, and a bunch of other platforms. You only pay $3 for it, and it's worth picking up if you like that sort of thing. I love these sort of games. So, Jamie, I am going to commit to buying that right now, Doom and Destiny, and I'm going to give that a shot. What do you guys think about these, like, Super NES, like old school JRPG, you know, sort of games.
Looks like looks a little like Undertale. I mean, the coloring scheme is different, but like that's what I.
Yeah, like I'm looking at the pictures and stuff. Like it looks so freaking. Oh, like look at this is just classic.
So you know, like my only thing is like because I didn't have a game system until Dreamcast. Like, my retro gaming, like, doesn't look like this to me, right? Like, I didn't play any of those style games.
Oh, really?
I didn't have those systems when I was a kid. So, like, I missed, really, NES, Super NES.
But you did all that stuff, right, yeah. Don?
Is it Fire Emblem?
Fire Emblem, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I think I
Fire Emblem
I really enjoy.
Great games.
Yeah.
So what... What games did you play like when you really started on Dreamcast and stuff?
Crazy Taxi.
Love which is Crazy one of my favorite games ever. That's a great game.
They put Crazy Taxi out for Switch, I'd buy it.
I played that in the arcade.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I didn't play the arcade version until after I had played it on Dreamcast.
That's how I found it was on the arcade.
I remember that in the arcade.
To Rumble?
Oh, yeah. It was a boxing game.
It was boxing.
The Marvel versus Capcoms.
Oh, great games, yes.
Virtual Tennis.
Didn't play that.
That was a great
game. Did you ever play Sonic Adventures? That's a great... Mm-hmm. That's like one of the greatest Dreamcast games.
Yes, you know that game made me dizzy.
Oh, really?
Because the world would rotate in a separate direction than Sonic was moving. So if Sonic was moving forward, the world would move 3D around him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yes.
It just messed me up. Screwed
you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this
see, I go back. I go all the way back. Atari.
Yeah, you see, that's
Atari 2600,
and these graphics. And you know, this is what I like about iOS games. Anything that kind of goes previous to Super NES graphics, that's not. It doesn't really get pulled off well these days. There's not a. It's not genuine. You know what I mean? I feel like there's something functional about the graphics that Super NES provided, which is kind of what you see here. And speaking of which, did you get your iPhone,
Tim? I did.
New iPhone came out.
Yeah, so, you know, funny enough, I had said after the press conference, I was like, I'm not buying one of these. And I saw the price, and I was like, the hell with it.
Oh, you mean like Apple trying to say, oh, we're going to do you a favor and give you a cheap phone for $750. $750 freaking dollars. Are you kidding me?
But it was actually cheaper for me to upgrade than it was for me to keep
the phone
I had. Here's
your cheap phone for so.
It's expensive.
Freaking Apple.
I know. All right, old man. All right, calm down.
So, but here's this is the funny thing. So at the end, yes, I ordered a XS Max in 256 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the monthly price was cheaper for that phone than it was for my current X.
No way. Really?
Yeah,
really?
I pay 40-something a month for my X. I will pay...
Well, it is a cheaper phone. Well,
30,
okay, so there's the...
I'll pay
$30
a month.
Says the man with the Pixel 2 XL.
yeah, right.
So yeah.
How much was that phone?
$1,000.
Yeah.
$950.
Yeah, I'm actually considering upgrading.
Sprint gave me $300 off the phone.
Eventually. Oh, really?
And I just, you know, I'm just gonna turn back in my X and call it a day.
Yeah, like I got this. I have an iPhone 8.
I will say that the Max is the phone that I wanted when I bought the X.
The size screen and stuff.
Size
screen. Yeah. See, that, me too, dude. Me too.
So
and
also,
there's something meaty about these iPhones. And when you're playing games on them, everything, like, it just feels more wieldy for me, at least. You know, people with different size hands might feel differently, but I think that this is what works for me, really.
So it's going to be the same size as my Plus was, just with the screen that's that size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This works for me. Exactly. I mean, I walked around with a. With the Plus, I mean, I did like that fact about the X that I got all the screen size of my Plus in a smaller form factor. But I really just want the big screen.
I know. Dude.
I've had a big phone since the day they came out.
What I'm really interested to see is whether or not in the Max they have changed the aspect ratio of the screen so that you don't get that weird thing like when you watch a movie where there's bars.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they need to take it to an actual 16:9 screen.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that phone might do it.
I'm going to go home and watch Marquise Brownlee's videos. I'm sure he's going to answer that question for me. I'm sure he will.
Well, let's give a shout out again to Jamie who offered today's video game spotlight, Doom and Destiny. We're downloading this. I've got it here on
Yeah,
on
I like those
iOS.
Games. Those games
looks
are
cool.
Fun.
Heartbit and something or other. I'm launching it right now. Let's just see what happens. Oh, you can hear like the little. Oh, listen to that.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. That's like good old fashioned.
That's very very turn based RPG.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right. I'll let you guys know what I think about that game after I play it for a little bit.
I lied.
What's that?
It is available for the Switch right now, $20.
Nice.
Handle it, man.
I'm going to buy it.
Handle it. All right. So if you guys would like to contribute to the conversation or even submit a game for us to consider taking a look at, feel free to email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. That's a wrap, guys. Let's call out. That was episode 11. You can, like I said, joystickandmouse@gmail.com is our email address. You can go to joystickandmouse.com to check out previous episodes. You can follow me and all my streaming efforts by going to facebook.com/cross715. Diddy, where can people reach you?
On the Twitters at Diddy_AIE and on Facebook, facebook.com/Diddy. And last night was first big stream of raiding. Went over pretty well.
Good.
And we'll be on again tonight at 8 o'clock.
Nice. Well, when they hear this, it's going to be a couple days late. But
Saturdays and Sundays at 8 o'clock. Saturdays are 8 to 11. Sundays are 8 to 10 Eastern Standard or Daylight Standard, whatever time.
Yep, Eastern time. All right, Tim, how about you?
J Dimes at all things except for PSN, where I am Mr. Dimes, but I'm hoping at some point
you can get
that Sony will make the right decision
and give you the property.
And
you
know, let me change my
name. They should know who you are. Well, thanks to everybody for listening. We will see you next time.
See you later, folks.
Salutations.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.